I want to publicly thank Elena for surprising me, even though she told me days before.
I'm the worst at keeping surprises a secret.
With a good box of fresh
croissants.
But like these were, they're not like rolled out of a can, dude. These are made from scratch and it takes forever to make them.
So good.
Yeah.
Welcome to So Taco.
Two side hustles and a microphone.
With
So Bonita
and Taco Gear.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of So Taco.
Hola.
This one's different because today's been a very successful day and we're going to talk to you about it. It's actually been incredible.
We're like beyond tired.
Well, adrenaline's been going since before we went to bed, and we'll tell you why, because we launched the Loca for Local website, and holy shit. And then today, early in the morning, momentum kept going, and I was just here at work, working my day job, but then also working on trying to not drown in all the work that needed to be done.
Yeah.
Post every order that comes in through the website for Loca for Local. And if you don't know what we're talking about, Elena basically took her entire market that she's created that people love here in our city and figured out a way to put it online. There's people doing like virtual stuff, like, you know, some vendors already have an online shop and some vendors are like, you know, doing sales through their DMs on their Instagrams, and our city even has like a virtual art walk, right? Like, go check out all these different people.
And yeah,
I mean, that's fine. Okay, I get it, because a fuck ton of work had to be done to make one website that had every vendor on it that they could go shop from, which is what we did. And I'm super proud of it. I'm blown away. No one else has done this.
Yeah.
No one else has done this in the city. And not that no one else can do this, but just no one else has done it. Maybe because of the amount of work. Maybe
it's a ton of work.
Haven't figured out all the taxes. Who knows? But so like now it's 5:20 in the PM. On the Thursday, and I'm like an hour ago, I just started getting drained.
I'm super tired.
Why are you tired?
We've been going to bed really late lately.
That's a different reason. I'm not tired for that.
I am. I'm ready to go to bed right now. But you know, the weeks leading up to Loca, or the week of Locas, most of our Locas, it's a lot of emotions. You know,
what do you mean?
Just like nervousness and then
sure, yeah.
And excitement and a combination of things. But with this one, it was a little different because this is our first time doing what we're doing, you know, doing an online market and then scheduling a curbside pickup.
Yeah, I was nervous in two phases. The first phase I was nervous about was actually because I have no worries about your physical markets anymore.
Right. Yeah.
I think that, you know, not to say that we sail and coast when we prep for those. We continue to push it every time.
Yeah,
and
we do a good job. It's a very well-oiled machine.
And I think just there's people understand what they're going to experience and actually like that market a lot.
Right.
So that's cool. That's great. People love it. This time it was like, all right, we can bring people to a market where they can physically walk around, but now we got to bring people to a website where they're going to have so many distractions just in life. They're going to take them away from their shopping cart. They're going to
not only that, but when you're in an in-person market, you don't realize you stop at all these booths, right? And you spend like $5, $20, $30. Like, it's not a big deal. But then at the end, you're like,
$500.
Holy shit, I just spent $305. And it's a little different from an online market because you see the total like right then and there and you're like, oh shit, I can't spend that much, right?
I will tell you this, it did not stop some people.
No, some people really, really spent some cashola.
So let me tell you listeners how it was going down. So my nerves hit me because I was the one that set up the entire shop. The responsibility of it working and the functionality of everything was on me. I went a little above and beyond by trying to add some extra bells and whistles for our host, Hagemeyer's Barbecue, because I wanted to try and get them as much barbecue orders as we could. So I added some things to the site to do that. First time things. Then one of our vendors, you know, we accommodated a little bit because she sells something that you can customize. So I added some extra things that allow you as a shopper to customize your order on the website. And that's been going really good. So I had those nerves of it just fucking working. And then I'm like, oh my God, I hope people buy you right. know, because I was, because what we just talked about, like the distractions and everything, I was already like, yeah, they're going to have remorse and they're not going to hit that checkout button. And so, but then something amazing happened. So what we originally planned was that, we were going to let people shop from 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. today, Thursday, and then the following day, Friday, orders or close the website at 10 p.m. So 36 hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's, I think that has a lot to do with why this has been successful so far. But the whole time of pushing this in the last 2 weeks before the launch, we pushed people to go to the website and sign up. Like register. It says coming soon, and yeah. They can give us their email address. And the incentive we gave them was, we will let you in early. At the time, we were like, well, we'll let them in 30 minutes early. You know what I mean? 30 mm-hmm. minutes, maybe an hour. And then I think it was like a handful of days ago when we were like, we should just let him in the night before.
Yeah.
And really it's because of the schedule that we made, like to make sure that the vendors had all the stuff over to me so I could upload everything to their own collections, their own pages, mm-hmm. then have them review it and double check for mistakes and all that stuff. Trying to give myself plenty of time. Well, we finished a few days earlier than anticipated. So, and then, you know, when we were even me just pushing the button to send the email to all the people that signed up, nervous yeah. because first I wanted to make sure everything was working correctly. And then I'm like, I mean, are they going to do it? It's 8:30. Are they going to buy? You know, maybe they're frustrated with the kids right now because kids are having to be homeschooled basically. And they're figuring out all this shit.
Bitch, that didn't stop them.
No. So we send it. And then, you know, on Shopify, you have a live viewer. Mm-hmm. You can see how many people are on the site, what pages they're visiting. You can see how many active carts there yeah. are. Then you can see how many people are in the checkout process. And then it shows you, you know, everything's there and you're just like, oh my God, oh my God. And then it's really exciting. And then for a while I'm like, no one's checking out yet, but they just kept adding shit to their carts.
Yeah. I mean, there's 16, 17 stores yeah. to go through.
So after maybe 20 minutes, not even 20, maybe 15, 10 to 15 minutes of just like, what's going on?
Yeah.
How come we haven't heard any cha-chings yet? And then all of a sudden the cha-chings start coming in and we stay up and we just keep looking like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. It's like
yeah.
$20, $30, $50, $190. Someone just spent $200. Like it just kept going and going. And we were super excited and grateful. We went to bed. We woke up. When we woke up, we already had 100 orders. And that's like each of these orders had multiple items from multiple vendors.
And that's that we didn't even launch technically till 10 a.m. today.
Right. These were all the people that had early access.
Yeah.
And they didn't know. I mean, I sent them an email. I had a strategy. Let's reward all the people. But first, let me send them an email. Nothing graphical, because a lot of the times if you have an email campaign, like mm-hmm. we use MailChimp, whatever you use, whatever platform, sometimes text-only emails convert way better.
Yeah, we've noticed that.
Than like doing something graphical, and I mean, don't waste your time. A lot of the bigger brands, too, that I follow are just doing text, man. They're just doing, they mix it up a little bit, but sometimes it's a little more like, because keep in mind, people's emails are full of all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
Big graphical images.
Right here.
So only. Like, yeah, so like just so, especially if you're an indie brand,
yeah,
just send a text. And when yeah. the last maybe five or six of Elena's launches, we've been doing that.
Yeah,
you write one sentence, and then we're like, I just launched these purple earrings, these new gold ones, and right. then those words are highlighted and they're made hyperlinks that take you directly to that.
And it works.
And that shit works perfect. Converts.
Yeah,
which is really good. So anyway. We, the first email I sent said, thank you for signing up. Just like, it's almost time. And I sent that on Tuesday, with the anticipation of letting him in early in the morning on Thursday today. Mm-hmm. Then eventually we let him in the next evening. But on that email, I told them like, we're going to let you in early. It could be an hour before. I said, it might even be the night before, you know? And I think that's kind of like, ooh, when are they going to let mm-hmm. me in? And I think that had a lot to do with it, especially because, I mean, I think if I'm really looking forward to one of the vendors that's going to be on the website and I signed up, I gave them my email address that evening, I would almost feel like if I don't purchase what I want before I go to bed, it's not going to be there in the morning.
Mm-hmm. And that has happened.
Right. No. So I think that was yeah. really
you know, helpful. Somebody messaged me on Instagram and asked me if we were going to get a preview. And I was like, nope. you're not going to get any previews. I mean, other than me doing the vendor spotlights.
Yeah. The, well, you did do a preview.
But that's it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm where you don't get to go, what they wanted was to go into a website and see what.
Like, I can't buy anything, but I can see
everything. Yeah. And like, no, bitch, you're not going to see anything.
No.
No. I did vendor spotlights in the event page, but with what they were selling.
So tell, what do you do on those vendor spotlights?
I highlight the vendor, highlight what they sell, show pictures.
So it's one post.
It's one
post. What is it? Okay.
So yeah, it's one post in the event page. And I just mention how awesome this vendor is, what they do, the craft, the creative behind it.
And then photos.
Of photos of everything, of the products that they have. On an in-person market, I just do photos that they've worked, that they've done before. In this one, in this virtual online store, I did photos of what they're going to sell because I wanted to see, I wanted the audience to see what is coming up, you know?
Yeah, no, that makes total sense. So why do you, so my thoughts on why it was successful are that we created, by the way, we're, it's now, it's 5 o'clock. So it technically launched, I don't know, it launched earlier today at 10 o'clock. We're already at 250
plus
orders.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane to
me. And they
me.
Have till 10 p.m. tomorrow.
And some of our vendors sold out of stuff already, especially the food ones. The first one to go is the lady that made macaroons.
And the cookies are flying off the shelf too.
Oh my God. It's really, really cool. And a lot of people are buying barbecue.
Which is to pick up. Awesome.
Very cool. Yeah, we wanted that to happen for our spot. You know, if you're doing anything and you're even if you're doing a pop-up just for yourself at a coffee shop, mm-hmm. and you got to do as much as you can for that host, mm-hmm. especially if they're not charging you anything. Mm-hmm. Even if they are charging you something, they didn't have to let you do it. More than likely, whatever they are charging you, if they do that, is not very much at all.
Yeah.
So you should still be grateful that they let you do that and do as much as you can for them. Try and we've talked about this before, like your old markets where you had something, or we still do it, like there's a special drink.
Mm-hmm.
Buy that drink. And then you do some sort of a giveaway with everyone who buys that drink.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's a lot of just
there's different
supporting each
ways
other.
To be creative and supportive for sure.
Yeah. So super excited about it. But why do you think it was successful? Or it's been successful so far?
Well, first of all, I think the reputation that Loca has already is well ingrained in our community.
Yeah.
Vendors always want in. Customers line up outside the doors when we have our in-person markets.
Like a garage sale.
Yeah, they're ready. And I think the community was excited to see something, a little bit of normalcy come back.
Well, something different too.
Something different, but a little bit of normalcy. Like, oh, I get to shop locally and pick up.
Right.
That's never been done before. You know,
well, not in a market.
I mean, at H-E-B and Walmart,
there's a handful of brick and mortars here that are doing that.
Right. Yeah. Of course. But what I'm saying is a market.
Sure. Right.
You know, people are loving it and they want the opportunity to support small businesses that necessarily are struggling right now.
Yeah.
Especially our vendors that don't even have online stores. That rely solely on markets.
I think half of our vendors, if not more, actually don't have
online stores.
Yeah. Probably more.
A couple of our vendors have brick and mortars, but even then, it's a very tight way to sell because they're not allowing people in. And
this is a good example of just shifting and changing things up. So like you said, some of these brick and mortars, you know, they offer this, they do it. Well, now like they're putting some items, they're making something exclusive in a new market.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're changing things up because after a while, yeah, you're going to have your audience. You're going to have your customers that continue to support you. You have new products that come in, you market them and they're like, oh, cool. My favorite boutique now has this. So let me go buy those things. But when you can totally be like, hey, I'm now a part of this market. And they're doing something different, and this is what's happening, and it's cool. When we take our break late in a little while, and we come back, we're actually going to talk to you about the next phase, what we wish we could have done this time, and what we're going to try and do next time, which is actually October, for a special reason, which you will hear after the break, but you were saying something?
I don't remember.
Because you're hungry and tired?
I'm so tired, but I've been eating croissants like nonstop.
We did the hangry thing last week.
I think I just ate like two right now when I got
home. Were your croissants from? Croissants.
Croissants. Bien Khmerate.
I don't know how to say that.
I don't know how to say it.
She's told me once and I was like, yeah, I'm not going to remember that.
She showed me.
That's not even easy.
She told me and I was like, that sounds so beautiful, but I cannot say it.
Yeah.
It's French.
Beautiful pastries.
The formula we have for Loca in person, like I said, is a well-oiled machine. This one is a little different and we're just trying to adapt to the current situation that's happening in our world. We want to make an environment that is not only safe for our customers, but safe for our vendors. And we don't know if this is going to be the new norm. I don't know. For the rest of the year, I have no idea. Next year, who knows? But I'm so surprised. We are so surprised. I didn't think it was going to fail. I never once thought that. My thing was just, I didn't know if it was going to be well received.
Yeah, no, I understand. Oh, well, because what we're battling is the same stuff that I had mentioned before when we first talked about this. Number one, there's retailers open now. People can walk into a spot and go shop. Right. So to tell them, go to this website for 36 hours, you can shop. Then give us one day a break to gather our stuff. And then the following on a Sunday, when you want to chill, you're going to come to this drive through and pick up your stuff.
Yeah.
That's like, especially for those who shopped early, they shopped on a Wednesday night.
Yeah. And they have to wait till Sunday.
So, but they were still excited. They were still excited. And people were commenting on your post saying like, I got early. I can't wait for Sunday. You know, and that was the goal for this whole thing was to make it an event.
Yes.
Try to make it an event. And we are going to have the funnest drive through that we can have.
We've got
fun volunteers. It's going to be decorated thanks to Posh and Posey. Going to have some jams playing.
And, you know, I think also Hagemeyer's played a role in because they're not open on the weekends.
Yeah.
So the fact that people are being able to, like, I can't go to Hagemeyer's on a normal work day. I work too far.
Right. Yeah.
So to be able to offer barbecue on a Sunday drive through, I don't have to get out of my car and pick it up. Like, I think that's such a cool, some orders came in just for them.
Yeah. They sent an email out to their, which
that's
I was so super
cool.
excited about. If you're listening to this podcast, right? So hopefully you went and shopped. If you're listening on a Friday when we release this or Thursday night, actually when I drop it. Thursday night, 9 p.m. Central Time. Try and buy something.
If you live in Corpus, not if you live somewhere else.
If you live in Corpus, because you're not, you got to pick it up.
We're not shipping.
But if you've never had Hagemeyer's Barbecue, obviously they can't do their whole menu.
Right.
We're not doing exact pickup times. So they've created four things, actually three things. They're selling their hot sauce, they're selling their sauce and their rub. And then what they're selling
which make great gifts.
Absolutely. What's ready and hot to go or will be is some badass sausage wraps. Mm-hmm. They don't sell sausage wraps. I mean, they sell ribs and brisket and all kinds of badass sandwiches. It's a really cool barbecue place. But they couldn't do that for this.
Right.
So they have a what's hot and ready are the sausage wraps. Then they have a Frito pie that they make but with brisket.
Bitch.
So whoa.
Stop.
Then
did you order some Frito pies?
I ordered like 12 sausage wraps. So but I can.
Okay.
So then the last thing is they are selling take home chopped brisket sandwich kits on their homemade buns. Their homemade juicy buns, their brisket chopped up.
I think it comes with pickles and onions, like the trimmings.
It comes with everything you need, and it's $7.50.
Bitch, stop.
It's a big old sandwich. So anyway, even if you just want to grab that stuff, pick it up.
That's what some people are doing.
We're already, you know, we have an idea of how we're going to run the drive-thrus, but we're going to probably need to make some adjustments so it goes faster. You know, we don't want you just waiting forever in your car. We've got a team. We've got walkie-talkies. All the orders are going to be organized, ready to go, numbered, and we got runners, and they're going to be like, boom, 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 bring in your order. If you had food with it, cool, we got that. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be amazing.
I'm excited and a little nervous about that pickup because holy shit, 250 orders so far and we still have over 24 hours to go with orders.
Yeah.
So, yikes.
You know, and the vendors are going to come in, all their products are going to be packaged and ready, and you're going to, the customer is going to receive one bag with all the stuff that they ordered. So,
it's going to be a giant paper bag. Like the
numbered.
One, like the one Emilio Estevez had in the Breakfast Club, where he bought his lunch or brought his lunch and had a thermos, a whole bag of. Do you remember what was in there? Let me see if we can remember. It had a whole bag of Lay's.
I don't know.
I think it had a big old bag of potato chips. It had like.
How do you remember this stuff?
It's how do you not? It had like several sandwiches. I think. I don't think there was a thermos. Man, I wish I could remember. It had a lot. There was a banana. I took a banana out. There's a lot of stuff. So,
you know, and I want to give a huge thank you to all our local media, Caller Times, The Bend, KIII, KRIS. KIII did 2 stories on Loca.
Yeah.
KRIS is coming out tonight. You were interviewed by the reporter. I did Zoom calls only because I was at work. They also are so excited. You can see the excitement that they had for something like this happening in our community. So, I have always said the magic of Loca is always the vendors.
Totally.
It's not me. It's the vendors. It's the amount of work that they put into their craft and their heart. It's noticeable. So I couldn't, none of this would have even existed without the awesome vendors.
And it makes, but this market's also curated.
Exactly.
You don't let everyone in.
No, I don't.
So that has a lot to do with it too.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so, it's designed a certain FYI. Way. Just, yeah.
Yes.
Yes, bitch. So that's another tip or good advice. If you're doing, so when you do the other locas, the other markets, there's like a press junket you go down. Is that even the right word? Junket?
I mean, I hand out flyers everywhere and posters all over town.
In addition to actually the guerrilla marketing or everything else, the digital and all that stuff, you make your rounds on the places that you just named.
Mm-hmm.
Domingo Live. You do Coastal Living sometimes.
Yeah.
You do
The Morning Show and KIII.
Right. They make you do a sewing thing. So you've now become a regular there whenever these things happen because your market is unique. It's different. And people love it. So that happens there. But that doesn't mean, like, if you're listening to this and you want to try and do your own thing, even if it's like 1, 2, or 3 people, it doesn't matter. Like, whatever you're trying to do, reach out to one of your news outlets because you're providing content for them.
Exactly.
They're always like looking for stuff.
And they're ready to do something in the community.
Yeah.
Aside from the big news that's happening in our nation, they're ready to showcase what's happening. All the people that are doing magical things in their community, they're ready.
They want to, I mean, the people that watch the news, they want to know about local stuff.
Yeah.
So the more local things you can give them, great. And if one news station doesn't want to do it, then like reach out to all of them.
Yeah.
Do them all. And don't think that you're too good for the news or nobody watches the news or whatever. Just do it, man. It's free advertising.
Yep.
Like free.
And sometimes just they'll hear about it word of mouth and they'll reach out to you. And that's exactly what happened with KRIS.
You didn't,
I don't have a connection.
You didn't reach out to anyone for this one.
No, I reached out to Barbie and to Cindy with Domingo Live, and they both responded, but Barbie referred me to other producers.
Right. And then you got calls yesterday.
Yeah.
Can we do one at back to back, right? Mm-hmm. So then someone else called you.
I don't know. Yeah. They reached out to me.
And then someone called me.
Yeah.
And they came over.
And The Bend and Caller Times. Caller Times was, I mean, as soon as we posted the event page, they were like, can we do an interview?
That's great.
Like, yeah. Badass. Let's do it.
That's great. So We've built relationships with several of the writers, of the journalists from the news and the different places.
Publications,
That's something you should do too, is kind of like reach out, find out who's, you know, we're Facebook friends with them, you know, friend them. If you want to do things in your community, if you want to have events
step
like this,
out of your comfort zone and befriend people that are, that have the resources to promote what you are doing.
Yeah.
100%.
Good advice, Elena. That's, that's some stuff.
That's because of the croissants.
When we come back, Glenna has a quick little story of what happened. Something happened yesterday. It's a little bit of cheese, man.
Bitches.
And then we're actually going to talk about what we want to do the next time. And something I'm a little proud of that our state did that I found out about yesterday. So we'll talk more about it.
Yeah.
Welcome back, people.
Welcome back, bitches.
So, thanks for listening to the first half of our podcast. No, just kidding. But I'm not really
powered by croissants.
I am thankful that they listened. Oh, you know what I was going to say? So I've been walking our dog a lot more because she has dementia, and it helps. So I walk her usually late in the afternoons, like early evening, like as the sun's setting, because we don't want it hot on her paws.
She goes nuts.
Yeah, she goes pretty crazy when she sees her harness that I got. So anyway, I've been trying to listen to podcasts that I don't mind taking breaks from, because the walk's only about 20 minutes in the podcast range for like an hour. But I've been listening to a podcast from Film Riot, one of my favorite YouTube channels, and they get to interview different directors and filmmakers. But a lot of it is on like entry level, like their first feature, their mm-hmm. first whatever, or their second or third, or still like, I mean, it's not Spielberg and stuff, but people that actually have full feature films now.
Yeah.
And not to go into specifics on who they talk to, but what I was fascinated by, and it's just another reminder, is like the stories of how they got there. And it's like you don't, you know, you watch a movie, you watch a film, right? And you may say like, oh, I want to do that. Mm-hmm. And like, oh, they're directed by whatever, right? Mm-hmm. But you don't get the, you don't understand why. Well, okay. So you don't see how long it took for them to be able to do that. But what I found out, what I find similar in a lot of the stories is they all, whether they're directing or like being a DP mm-hmm. for a major film, they all start as almost like you have to. They work for other people.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. On the film set, and they go up from like the lowest you can go. And sometimes right out of film school, they have programs where you become like an assistant and you are doing all the grunt work and all that stuff. But the, what most of them have said is that, yeah, they're there, they're doing a lot of hard work, and they're doing like, they're not getting to direct and do the stuff, all that stuff. But the amount of things they are seeing and learning have totally prepared them for when it's time to do their own, mm-hmm. their own thing. And I just think it's a good reminder of like how much work you have to put in. Not to say you can't do your own stuff without, you know, going through those proper channels, but a lot of these people do, because really, like, it's, you kind of have to, mm-hmm. or at least on your own, you have to make a fuck ton of short films and mess up a lot and learn and take criticism before you even get a chance to make a full feature film, which would mean someone invests money in you and hires you and does all that stuff. So it's just cool, man. It's just cool to be reminded of all the hard work that happens in multiple industries. It doesn't matter, you know, where it is. So it's really cool.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about that also with like Peter McKinnon and.
Right. Sure. The people on YouTube.
Ugg Monk even.
Yeah.
How they started off at a very small stage in their life.
They just start.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
They just start. It's
can be
not,
applied
they
to anything.
Don't overthink it. They don't.
Our locas were with six people.
Yeah.
And now look at it. It's.
I don't even think when you started that you wanted six people. I think you were just like a handful, and it turned into, well, let me ask so-and-so. And then obviously we couldn't anymore because we ran out of space. You
right.
could only have.
I mean.
And it was still kind of tight.
By yeah. the way. And then I just wanted to do something fun with my creative friends.
Yeah.
I didn't think we were going to create a movement.
It's a movement?
Yeah.
All right. That's cool.
Whatever. I'll take it.
We're going to go into the Elena story in just a second, but I am proud. That are okay. So TABC,
Texas Alcohol Beverage Commission. For
Thank
those
you.
Of you that don't know,
Texas has the weirdest and dumbest alcohol laws known to man. Probably, like if you're listening to this, we in Texas, you cannot buy beer before noon on a Sunday.
Yeah,
which is weird to some people. Our grocery stores are not allowed to carry liquor. That's also weird.
Yeah,
to some people, to some other states. We are not allowed to purchase alcohol after midnight on Friday. We are not allowed to purchase alcohol after 1 p.m. or 1 a.m. on Saturday.
I didn't know that.
Well, which is technically Sunday morning.
I didn't know that.
That's when it was when I was.
Isn't 9 p.m. the cutoff during the week?
No, there's no cutoff. I think it's still midnight during the week.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Was no say?
Our liquor stores, I think by law, have to close at 9 p.m.
Oh, okay.
That's what it
Maybe
is.
Maybe that's what it is. Okay.
I could be wrong on one. The ones I might be wrong on are the 12 and 1 a.m. on the Friday and Saturday. And I can't remember that.
And of course, you have to be 21 to drink.
That too. That's crazy.
It's nuts. That's nerds because we would cross the bridge.
In your border town?
And drink our happy little 14-year-old hearts out.
That's funny.
it's fucked up.
Yeah, so we have some weird...
So stupid.
We have weird laws, right? Okay, yeah. So but during all this, during the madness of COVID, two of one of our favorite places, House of Rock, is a music venue. It's a music venue and a bar, and they're awesome. And then they opened up a kitchen maybe
love like House of Rock.
3 years ago, they opened up a kitchen, I think. And
yeah.
It's some of my favorite pizza. They have amazing stuff.
Seriously.
There. But then this happened.
Shut down.
With COVID, and they were not allowed to, you know, they're closed as a bar, but they could still sell their food curbside. So they had like figured out this thing, whatever. Anyway, them as well as another brewery. It's a hard word for me to say.
Noises brewery.
Converted like, okay. So TABC did, there was something that they allowed for you to be able to, they made it easy for you to switch to a restaurant.
To sell alcohol.
Yes, because if your sales were more than 51% alcohol or something like that,
you're a bar,
you were classified as that. So they turned themselves into restaurants through the proper channels and paperwork that TABC was allowing you to do, I think, you know, in an easy way. It was something new they did just for this. So some places are converting that way, which is awesome. Because the ones that were interviewed last night, which were House of Rock and then Nuasis. Nuasis was like, we're not going down without a fight. You know what I mean?
Because they're brand new.
It just opened up like
a year. I mean, it's only like a year ago.
And it's a really
brand
pretty
place.
New. Yeah.
They're huge. It's such a cool brewery. One of the biggest ones here in Corpus, for sure.
Yeah.
Downtown by the water.
So that was a great example of just doing whatever they could to adapt. House of Rock has been a badass example of doing whatever it can to keep its employees, as many as they can, to keep making money. You know, let's push our food more. They turned one side of the entire place into the whole like curbside headquarters to grab stuff, like for the staff.
Yeah.
Like, they laid everything out so they can quickly grab things to go boxes. They have stations.
They were doing pizza kits,
man,
at beginning for kids. Yeah.
Take it
families.
Home, make it fun.
Yeah.
But that kind of like, I don't even know it. I mean, yeah, it's hustle, but it's much more than that.
It's survival.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is for all the employees of House of Rock, Casey and his team. We love them.
It's been really cool to see that because it's a reminder of like, man, just when you think like, oh man, I don't know if I can do that.
And you know, we go to House of Rock after every Loca.
Yeah. We have pizza there.
We have Celebrate with Pizza and we're going to do that again this Sunday.
We are?
Yeah, bitch.
Okay. So anyway, it's cool to see that.
Yeah.
You know, anytime you might doubt yourself on like, oh, it's not going to work for me or whatever. It's like, no, man,
I'm seeing people on TikTok also do that.
Which
like,
part?
Like small business owners, because of the algorithm, I see a lot of small business owners. Like they're like, oh, I just built an Etsy and now I have like 18,000 sales. And it's like, that's fucking cool.
Adapting.
You know, surviving.
If you don't know how to do it.
They got laid off.
Figure it out.
I have an iPad. I bought Canva or Procreate, started making my own stickers, print them. And now I have an Etsy shop and I have 18,000 sales since COVID.
Just doing whatever they can.
Yeah. Surviving.
It's really, really cool.
Yeah.
So, all right. Okay. So before we're going to end with your little story. No, let's jump into that now.
Okay, look, it's not a really big story.
It's not. It's just a couple minutes. That's why
I don't want to be repetitive about fucking cricket vultures, but
this is basically just about you saying like, hey,
I'm done
doing it again.
Being quiet. Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to tell. Oh, well, hold on.
Cricket vultures.
Did we talk about the Corpus Christi cricket vulture?
No, we have one here.
Remember when I called it out? I was like, quit supporting cricket vultures on Facebook.
Quit smacking my desk.
On Facebook. And I was like, did we talk about that?
No.
Okay. So there's this brand in San Antonio. Okay. I follow her. She's badass brand.
I don't remember if we did or not.
I don't think we did.
Okay.
Because I would have remembered.
Brush through this.
Okay. Really, really quick. On Peloton, one of the main instructors, actually the vice president of the athletic program.
Mrs. Peloton?
Robin Arzon, who is like this Boricua badass instructor, she was wearing this brand's shirt on her live class. You're talking about worldwide memberships. Okay. Peloton is all over the world.
Yeah.
And people are like, where did you get this shirt? Because it said, Rise, Mijita, Rise, which is so empowering.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come to find out, it's this one little indie brand in San Antonio that is amazing. I found out a cricket vulture here in Corpus Christi was selling the exact same design. Oh. And I fucking blasted them. Yeah. I messaged this brand, Hey Mijita, and I said, look, I don't want to fucking do this. I hate doing this. But I would expect you to give me the same respect.
It's a tough position to be in.
This is who I am. This is what I saw, blah, blah, blah. And she's, thank you. Thank you so much. I didn't realize, I'm busy with my kids. I didn't see this. And I'm like, okay, well, anyway, she connected with her, told her to take off her shirt. This is my design, blah, blah, blah. It's done.
She took it off.
She took it off.
Yeah.
But it's a prime example of like, oh, I seen this shirt. Let me recreate it. Okay.
Well, it's not even, it's so fucking ignorant.
Well, it's the mentality of like, it's on the internet. It's free.
Oh, I thought if I can Google it and find it, I can just make that.
So
design.
Yesterday, my friend Gabby in Houston.
But the thing is, when you find it on the internet, you found it from another brand.
Exactly.
There isn't this like clip art image of it.
Exactly.
That you don't know where it came from.
Yeah.
You found it on another
fucking
shirt.
Do your due diligence work and find out where the origin
is.
We
are hot.
So my friend Gabby with Mira Della had posted this post on Facebook and was like, I'm tired of like blah, blah, blah. And I, you know, just basically saying she just found out a brand.
This is completely separate.
The Rise Mijita Rise happened like 2-3 weeks ago.
Right.
This one happened yesterday, the one with Gabby. And I commented and I said, bitch, tell me, text me what's going on. I'm ready to fight. So she texts me and she screenshot this fucking exact designs of not only Gabby's, of Jen Zeno, of State Line Designs, and all three of them are from Houston. And I'm like, oh. So
the one that copied us from Houston?
Yes.
Crazy.
Well, then all four of them. So then I went in there and I was like, oh, this looks exactly like tag Jen Zeno Designs. And then on the other one, on Gabby's copy, I said, this looks exactly like Mira de las. Qué lástima. Well, the bitch blocked me.
Yeah. Well, so, you said originally she liked your comment.
She liked the comment, Gerald.
That's catty, bro.
And then she fucking blocked me, so I can't see it. But I can still see it from my personal, so I went in there. Anyway, Gabby was telling me that she deleted all the shirts, all the pictures.
Oh, she did.
But in conversation, her defense was people are telling me to do this shirt for them.
Oh, someone brought it to me.
People ordered this shirt.
My business is I have a cricket and I just make what people bring me.
Bitch, that doesn't excuse that. Anyway, I don't want to sound repetitive about cricket vultures because you all know how I fucking feel about them.
Yeah.
But this is ongoing and like I expect all those ladies to have my back.
Right.
As much as I have theirs, you know, and I expect my customers to like, hey, this looks familiar or this looks exactly like you just copied it. So anyway.
That's really, really cool. Who's texting me right now, and I apologize for being rude because I hate it when you get on your phone, is Jordan from the Bend magazine, the original creator of the Bend.
Oh, okay.
He's talking about the Loca curbside.
Yeah, cool.
He's like, are y'all responsible for that? Like, that's amazing. Like, he's just complimenting the shit out of it.
Oh, very cool.
Which is really, really cool.
Yeah.
Jordan is the, him and his wife, I mean, founded the Bend magazine in Corpus Christi. And
so different.
I remember, I think early on when he started it, I don't remember why we met with him, but I knew him I knew him when he started it.
Yeah.
And
God, how long ago was that?
Years ago, man. Years ago. And I was a designer for the magazine. I didn't do the layout. That's a whole other beast.
Yeah.
I would design ads for them for like a year. Like 10, 15 ads every magazine. But he's just texting saying how great it is and stuff, which is cool. So I know that you said you don't want to sound repetitive, but it's what's cool to when you bring them up. Even if we don't even have to talk about it for a very long time, but bring it up because I think listeners, you guys need to know that shit still happens, but that you should say something. Because we are the type of people where if we didn't say anything, we would have gone to bed feeling really bad.
Well, not only that. I mean, Gabby initially was just like, I hate this part of the business. We all do.
Yeah.
I hate that I have to go and confront. Like, it sucks. It really does.
You know why it sucks? Because what's going to happen is you either have someone that's like, I'm so sorry. Like, they get caught, tail between their legs, and that's yeah. it. Or you're going to have someone who doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
And if they go back at you and put you on quote unquote blast, I don't know what other word to use for that, then they're going to have a bunch of rebel rousers on their side that are like, fuck them. Just do you.
That's
and like
exactly
all
happened
shit.
With Very That and the person in Eagle Pass that yeah. was copying her designs.
It's crazy.
And she fucking went after them and they were like, nope, this is on the internet and I have access to it and I can do whatever I want with whatever is on the internet.
So if that happens to you guys, just know that those people are not going to go anywhere. Yeah. They're not going anywhere.
They don't have the tenacity, the originality, the creativity.
They're not you.
Yeah, they're not you.
So
exactly.
You keep going. You keep making new designs. Ooh, you keep pushing. Don't worry about them.
Exactly.
Because they ain't shit. And they won't be shit.
But fucking confront them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you need help,
call them out.
I'm right here.
You need to call. Just message Elena. Call them out and don't be afraid that it's going to hurt you because it's not.
Yeah.
It's going to hurt you when you don't say shit. Because eventually, even if you are annoying that, even if you are confronting someone who's not going to give a shit, you're annoying them. And mm-hmm. maybe later they're going to like figure out their own shit. Mm-hmm. They don't want to be confronted or annoyed every time. So maybe they're like, I'm not going to do that this time. I'll just figure something else out. I'll make my own or whatever. If they just made their own, they'd feel so much better.
They would never have to worry about these conversations.
Or not. They might just like feeling like pieces of shit. So I have no idea.
Whatevs.
So that was what was supposed to be only be 2 minutes, but that's okay. It turned into longer than 2 minutes. All right, so we're going to end this by saying that as pumped as we are for everything that's going on with this current Loca for Local, which, by the way, go to locaforlocal.com if you're listening to this before
Even
Friday
if you don't live
PM.
In Corpus Christi, if you just want to go check it out and see what we're doing, you can go to the website.
Yeah,
it's super fun.
I use Shopify, and basically we talk about them all the time. I built the Shopify website, and I made a collections page for every vendor. And then the top of like each vendor basically has their own section of the website. And just so you guys know, like if you know what I'm talking about when I say like URLs and websites, you know, it's lookoutforlocal.com/whatever. Well, when you make a collections page, it's lookoutforlocal.com/collections/so-bonita, like whatever you name the collection. But you can on the back end make redirects. Mm-hmm. So you can say, hey, when someone types this in, I want it to go there. So we made a simple URL for every brand, every vendor. So we made lookoutforlocal.com, and this is all within Shopify. It's free. Mm-hmm. Just look up URL redirects, lookoutforlocal.com/sobonita. That's it. Like all together, no dashes or anything.
Yeah.
And when they type that in, it redirects to
the store.
.com/collections.so/bonita, like all that shit. It redirects that. So I made one for like for Moonstone Pottery. I did 4 for her. She could pick whatever she wanted. It was lookoutforlocal.com/pot. Mm-hmm. And it goes to her because that's the link that I want them to share in their own marketing. Because, you know, no one wants to post one of those long ass links and they're go to my store here and it's like a long ass link. No one wants that. So anyway, that's the bulk of what we did. We did have a little bit of trouble setting up. Yeah, the curbside pickup is available there, but having that as the only option was not. So you could still check out as if you were shipping, but we created a shipping category, and the category is labeled "Stop."
We are not
with
shipping.
Asterisks. We are not shipping. Go back and select pickup. But anyway. All over the site, I put that it was pickup only, and you just go check it out right now so you can see like every collection has pickup only and it has instructions.
Yeah.
And so we did our best. But anyway, Shopify chat was really cool about working with me to help me out with some of those things. And then when I asked them, like, can I just do curbside only? And they're like, we don't have that yet.
I can't wait till they do.
They turned on this curbside thing as soon as COVID happened.
Yeah,
which was cool. So next year. Not next year, at their next Loca, we are trying to figure out, we already have ideas on how to remove the day in between, the resting day. How do we do a Loca for Local where you can go online and shop and then you go and you pick up your stuff as soon as you're done? Curbside. How can we do that? We've already got our ideas and we're excited to flush those out, and maybe that happens in October. Because what's going on in October, Elena?
So Bonita turns 5 years old.
Oh, still a toddler. Mm-hmm. We're all still toddlers. That's so cool. Congratulations.
Turns,
that's amazing.
She turns 5 years old, and we...
You want to do something
I
fun.
I want to celebrate her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, I'm excited for that. You're going to celebrate. We're going to celebrate. We're going to do something cool. And then Small Business Saturday is the next month.
Yeah, which is nerds.
So I don't know we can do anything back to back, but still we're going to try because let's see what the world's like around that time.
Yeah.
So thank you guys for listening. Leave those reviews, man. We love them and we love reading them. And it warms our hearts on Apple Podcasts only.
Mm-hmm. In our bellies.
I don't care. You can leave them wherever. But we just thank you guys for listening all the time.
You know, I got a vendor that messaged me that wanted to be a vendor. And she's like, I listened to your podcast. And
I saw that message.
And unfortunately, we weren't allowing any more vendors. But I thought that was really cool that she's like, I listened to your podcast. And I'm interested.
That's very cool.
I mean, that's all you got to do is reach out to people.
That is very cool. You know, so people were messaging us that someone was visiting here like last weekend and needed some taco recommendations. And I gave them two. And then they pulled one of them up and they were like, that's right across the street from where we're staying. Because one of the trucks, Taquitos Mi Tierra.
Oh,
I was
like, they were
I think
there.
They're in the old Sears parking lot.
And that's right.
He was like, our hotel's right across the street. So anyway, I think that was pretty cool. So, all right.
All right, guys. Hasta la próxima.
Bye, everyone.